Dr. Vikram Mancharamani joins us. Dr. Vic, GMI Studios, you were one of the participants in the debate last night at St. A's. Good morning. How are you?
I'm great, Jack. How are you?
Good. I have to be candid. I've moderated several debates, more than I can count, at different levels. I read about this one more than I watched or heard. I think that's probably true with a lot of people, and you know these debates. I don't think there's a clear winner when you have several people running in a primary like your race. But the fireworks seemed to be, now correct me if I'm wrong, you were there, I wasn't, Corey wasn't there, J-Doc. The fireworks seemed to be between Don Bolduc, retired general, Kevin Smith, Bruce Fenton, and a lot of people going after Chuck Morse. That's my five-second takeaway. Is that about right?
Yeah, I think that's probably right, Jack. I think what we had was a situation, frankly, where I think Don Bolduc and Kevin definitely exchanged some words shared some opinions about each other. And then Bruce Fenton also shared some opinions about Chuck Morse. That's really what happened. I think you're right to capture that was the fireworks, if anything. I was just trying to share some of my ideas, trying to be as level-headed as I could be about what we need and what the problems are, the economy. You've talked about it. We know what the issues are. It's $5 gas. It's grocery bills. And now it's electricity.
One of your challenges, I think, is you're relatively new on the scene. I mean, Chuck Morse is... been around for some time in the state Senate, Senate president, well-known in the southern tier, Salem area, well-thought-of, business person, but for the most part, a state lawmaker now running for the U.S. Senate. Kevin Smith has run for governor before, but he's been a town manager of Londonderry. He's been involved, but, you know, he's been out, you know, not recently really in the public light. And Don Bolduc ran for Senate before in the race that Gene Shaheen recently won re-election. And then Bruce Fenton, a newcomer. So, I mean, I could go through the field, but you're relatively new to the scene.
Yep.
Michael Graham earlier on the show this morning, who put it together, spoke, I don't know if you have the clip, Jada, but I'll just paraphrase, spoke rather positively about you, saying very, very pleasant, nice person, you know, good thoughts. He said, I don't know why he's running.
Yep.
How do you react to that?
Yeah, Jack, look, I think it's a great question. The reality is I have a different set of skills than everyone else, and I have a public service interest to try to bring those skills to solve the problems that many Granite State families are feeling, right? So at the beginning, I can say I am one of few candidates, maybe the only candidate, has a real appreciation for global macroeconomics and how those factors can drive inflation and what we can do to contain them. Further, energy policy, a global dynamic, what's happening with different countries, something that I'm uniquely, I think, positioned to understand from a global business experience. Thirdly, I would tell you that even thinking about China, I have probably spent more time thinking about China and the threat it poses. And you might think that doesn't apply to Granite State families, but I will tell you, because of the supply chain risks, it does. And so, you know, I think I have those three things that are different about me. And I would go so far as to say those are the issues of the day. Those are the issues we need to focus on.
Let me ask you this. It's a crowded field, not surprisingly. Governor Sununu was very much positioning like he was going to run. And I think it was a very last-minute decision. He pulled back and balked, passed on running for U.S. Senate, running for a fourth term as governor. But you have Maggie Hassan, who was just on the show the other day, or will be. I'm sorry. Yeah, she was the other day. And Senator Hassan, the incumbent Democrat U.S. Senator, raising millions of dollars, probably more out-of-state money, millions of dollars. And here you have this crowded Republican field. The primary's a little bit later. And then you have this short window in the general election. And even with a narrowing economy, which you think would bode well for Republicans and not Joe Biden and incumbent Democrats, Maggie Hassan's sitting there with millions of dollars. The Roe decision will probably be a good fundraising tool for both those in Maggie Hassan's position or a pro-life Republican. How does whoever wins this race, how do you defeat Maggie Hassan with all that money and name recognition?
Yeah, look, Jack, you're hitting at the key point here, which is we need to take this seat. That's actually the ultimate objective here, is we want this seat to be held by a Republican come November. And I think the fundraising is one part of it, but it's also the ability to stand toe-to-toe with her on any issue. It's also about being able to stand toe-to-toe in terms of fundraising capability in a general election. And that comes to whether or not you have the diversified skill set to be able to sort of combat what she offers. And I think she offers a party line perspective on Democratic thinking. So, frankly, if it was not me as the nominee, I would be highly right. supportive of anyone else, because I think it's really that she is a negative. She's struggling. She's spending money galore, and she's not moving her numbers. So I think it's baked in the cake that she's vulnerable.
Let me ask you this, Dr. Vikram Mancharamani, Republican U.S. Senate candidate. You look at the primary to take on Maggie Hassan. Someone has to first win that primary. I don't know. We'll get him on the show, Bruce Fenton, but Michael Graham talked about him, talking a lot about education, local education, and some of the policies during COVID, which you saw Virginia in the Youngkins race beat Terry McAuliffe, is a very personal, important issue to a lot of people. But you look at Chuck Morris, you look at Kevin Smith, and Don Bolduc, who's got a big grassroots machine. He's run before. He's been sort of nonstop running for the Senate for probably 3-4 years now, I think you'd agree with me. And you have Chuck Morris, who's pretty well-known, and you have Kevin Smith, who's probably, all these people probably are not as well-known as they think they are politically.
Sure.
To a big state audience, because this is a statewide race. I want to ask very candidly, how do you, you differentiated yourself a moment ago, talking about global and energy and economics, and you've done a lot of economic, you know, you taught at Ivy League colleges, you're entrepreneurial, got a great background about appreciating and what it means to be an American. But how do you beat a Chuck Morris, for example? How do you beat a Don Bolduc or Kevin Smith? How do you, as a newcomer, how do you win this primary specifically? Because, you know, it's going to take some work. It's going to take something to have a breakout moment. What is it?
Yeah, look, I think, number one, it's ideas. I need to be out there more sharing my ideas. More people need to be aware of me, my background, and why I'm running. Number two, I think we should have more debates. You know, Kevin Smith said, hey, let's do four more. I said, fine, let's do one per county. You know, I would love Chuck Morris to come to all of them. I'd love Bruce Fenton to come to all of them. I'd love Don Bolduc to come to all of them. I think getting more debates will help everyone see how I'm different. You know, number three, we got to keep fundraising. We're doing that. We're getting great momentum. You know, we'll have some numbers here in a couple of weeks, which I think you know, we're feeling pretty good about. And then, frankly, I would also say it's going to be how I am uniquely positioned, I think, to take on Maggie and how I'm different than the other candidates and what the voters want, right? I mean, that ultimately is what's going to get me the primary win.
Senator Hassett has been quite vocal since Friday, understandably talking about the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade or Roe. And we have a state law in New Hampshire. And I had Representative Custer and Pappas on yesterday, the Democrat member incumbent, the incumbents members of 1st and 2nd District in Congress, asked them this question. So now it is a state issue. It used to be when someone like you was on, or you were on, or someone like you, I could say, hey, where are you at? Pro-life, pro-choice on abortion. Yeah. You could say, well, Jack, it's really a federal issue because of Roe v. Wade. You know, I'm this or that, but it won't be over. Now that that's been overturned, that Mississippi case, it is a state issue.
Man.
So, well, hold on. So New Hampshire has a law on the books. You know, up to 6 months, right up until the 7th month, no restrictions or ban on abortion. Only in the 7th, 8th, and 9th month are there restrictions or banned. Last trimester. And so it's not really an abortion ban. It's only a ban in the last trimester. Do you support that New Hampshire law? And where are you on the pro-life, pro-choice? Do you think Republicans in the next session, nationally, locally, should further restrict abortion? Or are you comfortable with the New Hampshire law as it stands?
No, Jack. So first of all, I am absolutely comfortable with the New Hampshire law as it stands. I think the third trimester is absolutely inappropriate for abortion. We should ban that.
Under any circumstances?
Look, medical circumstances that might threaten the life of the woman or the mother, that I think is absolutely appropriate to say there's some exceptions there. So no, I'm not one of these individuals that says there's no circumstances. If it has a medical reason to take place, then it should. But ultimately, I think, you know, the late term, that is an extreme position. And that is the position the Democrats are taking. And that is the position they push forward. So switching gears a little bit, you asked about whether or not this is a federal issue. I think what the Supreme Court said was pretty clear. It is going back to the people and their representatives. That can be a national representative, i.e. a federal representative, or a state representative. These laws can be done at either level. It is, I think, more appropriate to be done at the state level, let it be closer to the people. But it is not inconceivable that the federal delegation is asked to take care of some issues relating to this.
All right, Dr. Vikram Mancharamani, we're out of time. We need to go to a break. Best way for people to learn more?
Yep, just the website, Vikram, V-I-K-R-A-M, the number 4, N-H.com.